This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet
with Gary and Chelsea.
Welcome to episode 69 of the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast with Gary and Chelsea. In this episode,
Danny Dyer might be a hard man, but he's no match for a wardrobe.
This is a great new celebrity. How I'm still here, how the phone hasn't been ringing off the hook for my idea to become a TV sensation, I don't know.
There's a condiment crisis and ketchup is the biggest culprit.
Let's make it sound a bit more highbrow than it is. It's insurance news.
Insurance news, darling.
Giving the money-saving expert himself a run for his money on this episode.
Speaking of which, 007 might be getting involved with said money-saving expert.
Is he becoming a big movie star?
Also, you shocked me because Deliveroo's gone bougie.
Yes, finally, I think delivery services are up to your high standards, Chelsea. Find out more about that and lots more besides in this episode. It's entitled
Pokes, Condiment Chaos and Dyer's DIY Disaster.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
The WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What's happening in the WhatsApp group chat in the apartment block this week, Chelsea?
I am absolutely overwhelmed with clubs at the moment. Pam started a walking club a few weeks ago Wednesdays.
No one wanted to go, so she tried to buy people cake, didn't she?
And now everyone else is getting involved.
Oh.
Lennon is starting a gardening club.
Is he?
And now Henry is suggesting a coffee club. This is just, my schedule is going to be overwhelmed.
Really
because
is.
Pam is offering cake.
Yeah.
Lennon is offering free produce. Once you've grown it, you're allowed to keep the produce you grow.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you can fill your fridge.
Yeah.
And then Henry is saying, well, you know, we can take it in turns and each person buys a round of coffee.
Okay, well, I'm just thinking, if you can work it all together somehow, right? So if you can grow carrots, you can make carrot cake for the cake club. If you can grow some grass, you can graze a cow and milk that to put in your coffee. Just work them all together.
You're so economic.
Yeah, that's the way I do things.
I'll put it to the board of directors.
Thank you. Do. Good luck with that.
Also, great news. The post room was fixed.
Oh, yes. The door was malfunctioning. You couldn't get to your post.
We couldn't get to the post. And it's now broken again.
Oh, no.
And Kerry broke it. She managed to make a hole in the door trying to get a curtain rail out.
Wow.
She must have really turned with a force because it proper went in there.
Right.
It's like there's a full hole. It's like she's used the curtain rail as a battering ram.
never get between a woman and her Timu. That's all I'm saying.
That's all we're saying.
That's how wars have been lost.
And then big news, Selling Sandra is back.
Sandra the Sales. What's she selling now?
Up for grabs is a jar of Coleman's mustard. If anyone wants it. She said, I thought I'd try it because everyone talked about it. I hate it, but I also hate waste, so it's up for grabs.
So it's secondhand mustard with a knife or spoonful out of it.
She said I said how many dips and no one found it funny, but she did say it's only been singularly dipped. She only went for one dip of the knife.
Okay. If it's like a dip of a carrot stick or something. That is definite no.
But a clean utensil, I can get away with that.
I don't know whether I'm trusting that.
No. You don't trust the mustard.
No, I don't. That really does take the mustard, that one. Thank you very much. What a eye-opening and eye-watering if you get the mustard. A week that was on this week's WhatsApp group chat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. WhatsApp group chat.
Is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
So, a lot of speculation about who's going to be the new Bond. Money-saving expert Martin Lewis has ruled himself out. He says, I'd like to say I'm flattered about the speculation that I may be the next James Bond. However, sadly, no one has speculated even a little bit on it. I'm ruling myself out anyway. I'm too busy. So, I'm thinking, what if James Bond had actually originally been a money-saving expert? You know, a financial guru.
Yeah.
What if that's how it started out?
That's how it
Remember, who's that lady in the office? Money Penny.
Very true. He's brought his accountant friend with him.
Right, exactly. Dr. No was originally Dr. No Credit. That's what the full title was. For your eyes only. For your ISA only, it probably was. Never say never again. Never pay never again. That's what we'd all like. License to bill on Her Majesty's Secret Service. No, on Her Majesty's Revenue and Customs. That's what it originally was. Spectre. That was originally full title. tax inspector. That was it, really.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Do you remember poking
was
people?
It? There was a TV programme, wasn't it? It was like, Bendy Wendy.
I don't know what that was, but you've
and it's
scared
like
me.
Devil Finger. It was like a character on like a kids' TV program. I used to poke people.
No, I was talking about Facebook, where you could alert someone to your presence by poking them in virtual reality. That's coming back.
They're bringing back the Facebook poke.
They're bringing back Facebook pokes. It's going to be the people loving it, so they're making it a bigger thing again. Mark Zuckerberg says the classics never die, so poking's coming back.
Love it.
But what was the Wendy thing again?
Bendy Wendy.
Okay, I am so scared right now.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
One of the bake-offers is Danny Dyer. Danny Dyer. The dad, Danny Dyer, not the daughter. Danny Dyer.
Danny Dyer.
And for his special bake, he bakes a wardrobe.
Oh.
Because they have to bake something that creates one of their biggest failures in life. And he is mocked to this day by a time when he was building a wardrobe, a flat pack wardrobe.
Yeah.
He built himself into the wardrobe. And he had to smash his way out of it. That's the story he tells on Sunday.
How did he manage that?
I don't know. It's very clever, really, isn't it? So he smashed his way out of the wardrobe and all was well. But how about a TV show where celebrities just get put in tougher and tougher things and just have to break out?
Gotta get out of it.
So, like, you know, episode one, you've got, I don't know, who should we say? Who's on everything? Alison Hammond.
Alison Hammond would be great.
In a bag. A paper bag. She's just got to break her way out of it.
Simple.
Maybe we start with a wet paper bag, make it really easy.
Yeah.
Right?
So love it.
You break out of that. Then you get put in a cardboard box.
Okay.
Then you build your way up. You know, flat pack furniture, solid oak wardrobe. Just gradually put in a safe, gradually working up. You could do head-to-head. You could have two celebrities at the same time. They're like, the race is on.
Yeah.
Celebrity Breakout. How? I mean, how is that not a show already?
Wow, you need to patent this right now, because somebody is going to be listening
no
and going...
No one steal that. I'm looking at you, Channel 5.
Gary and Chelsea. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Bit of movie news. If you were a fan of Cat in the Hat, maybe when you were younger, then a new version of that is on the way. I found it a bit weird. I don't know if you've ever seen Cat in the Hat.
I never got in the cat... I don't like cats, though, so I feel like it just freaked me out the whole time that there was a giant cat and he was in a hat.
Yeah, I mean, how are you with hats?
I actually quite like cats.
Okay, so it's a 50-50 thing. It's just the cat. Yeah, fair enough. But yeah, doing a cartoon version of that, it was Mike Myers, who was the cat in a live-action version of it. I've seen a little bit of it. I just found it a bit odd.
Yeah.
I think you have to grow up with it. It's an American thing.
It needs the nostalgia,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah. Something a lot of people are very nostalgic about, The Neverending Story. Movie from the 80s. You right?
Yeah, that's the bit that comes after.
Yeah.
I think that's the right theme tune.
Yeah.
I'm questioning myself now, but that's what that thought of.
We're all questioning, let's be honest. Anyway, they're remaking it, apparently. So they'll probably be looking for someone to do the theme tune, Chels.
Perfect.
KMFM Breakfast. Cracker snack.
We've had... How many weeks of this now?
Many. Now, I love snacking. I'm queen of the snacks.
You really are.
But I like to mix up my snacks.
Yeah.
And I know you guys know it. I know there's people sat there going, I know what that snack is.
Yeah.
And you're not texting in. So please free me from this prison.
She wants a new snack.
I want a new snack. So help me out.
Yeah. It's, you're helping Chelsea this morning as well as yourselves. Because we might reward you if you get it right with a super secret something, a prize beyond compare. But let's play the game first of all. We know it isn't.
Pork scratchings, apple slices, Ritz crackers, squares, hula hoops, cheesy Watsits, frazzles, quavers, fortune cookie, knickknacks, wheat crunchies, Kit Kat, hummus chips, pistachio nuts, breadstick, dry cereal, pop chips, Ryvita, cream cracker or Monster Munch.
Okay. What is it though?
Here's the crack. And here... is the snack.
Sherry, who's also in Maidstone, actually, what qualifies you to be so good at our cracker snack game?
It really annoys me when people are chewing and eating.
Right. So this game is giving you a bit of stress, is it?
No, it doesn't give me stress. It just usually just reminds me of my husband, and it just really annoys me. So,
it gives me
I'm so glad we can remind you of your husband and really annoy you. How lovely. What a lovely thing for us to be able to do, Sherry.
We're connecting people together.
What do you think, Chelsea, is Cracker Snacking on?
Okay, so I have heard this literally every week, so I do feel Chelsea's pain. So I think it's Butterkiss popcorn. It has to be Butterkiss popcorn because it's the only one that does it, and it's toffee Butterkiss popcorn.
Okay, so if people that haven't had Butterkiss is very robust popcorn,
it's sturdy.
It's a sturdy, tough popcorn. In a good way, I'm not knocking it. Certainly
no,
not.
You get that good.
Yeah, it's got a right good toffee coating. Anyone remember the Butterkissed advert? They always used to show this.
I can't resist Butterkissed.
Oh, no.
I can't resist Butterkissed.
Oh, I don't remember that one. I remember Butterkissed, rah, rah, rah. Butterkissed, rah, rah, rah.
Look at them with all these theme tunes.
Yeah.
We need to create an album, a Butterkissed album.
We need to get some free popcorn sent to us. That's what we need if the Butterkissed people are listening. We're not allowed to beg and plead like
that. We'll share some with you, Sherry, if we get any.
Yeah, yeah. And
my daughter would absolutely love that.
Oh, okay. What's your daughter called?
Madison.
I'm afraid to say it's incorrect.
Sherry. Sherry.
I love the reasoning, though.
Yeah. Another week. Another week of annoyance. Another week of remembering your husband. Thank you for playing. It rolls on for another week, everyone. Same time next week.
Thank
we're
you.
Back with Cracker Snack. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM Breakfast Buffet.
This weekend, I'm driving up north to meet the in-laws. I am meeting the in-laws for the very first time. And you know what they say about first impressions? You can't mess it up. I've got one chance at this.
One chance.
Not to be weird and freak out or say something odd.
I would say, if your goal is not to be weird, I would say set a more realistic goal. That would be my advice to you to start with. But don't listen to me, Chels. Let's hear from our listeners. Meeting the in-laws for the first time, your advice, A, and B, your stories of when you did the same.
Just make me feel better.
Make you feel better. Like
love
this
it.
From Ali in Maidstone, who says, when I first met my brother and sister-in-law, they swung my now wife around whilst throwing sweet corn at her.
What?
We've been together 16 years now, and my wife's siblings are still as weird. So look, if there's a tin of Green Giant on the side,
run.
Just beware. That's all I'm saying. Stuart says, while talking to my girlfriend of the time, now wife, in her mum's kitchen, when I went there for the first time, her younger sister kept coming into the room. A bit annoying.
Yeah.
For a bit of fun, I hid behind the door to jump out and scare her the next time she
Classic.
Came in. The door opened. I reached round for a playful grab and grabbed her mum around the neck.
You'd be mortified.
Wow. Well, it's all worked out. It's all worked. They're married
goodness.
Now. Where mum is, we do not
we
know.
We do not know.
Here's some simple advice as well from Claire in Queenborough. She says, meeting the in-laws. Depends. If they were mine, run!
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
Baby news. So, Paris and Tyson Fury were at a bit of a glam do.
Yeah.
And they think that something he's posted might be given a clue that there's another baby on the way. Here's the subtle clues, okay?
Okay.
Looking a bit pregnant here. That's a picture of her. Subtle. And then he wrote, mother of seven kids and still beautiful, still strong, and still my rock. Hashtag 8 incoming. I mean,
he's so good at the subtlety, isn't he?
Reading between the lines, I think maybe they're having another baby.
Maybe, just maybe.
So they've been married 15 years. If you haven't watched the Fury, the Tyson.
Oh, it's so good.
It's honestly so good.
I'm fascinated by them. I want another
series.
She's a powerhouse.
She is. She absolutely
and her hair
is.
Always looks immaculate. Yeah, I don't know how she does
She does good with the hair. So Prince Rico is another one of their children. He must have come after the TV show.
Yeah,
or at least I haven't got that far.
We didn't meet Prince Rico.
Okay, Prince Rico
is a newbie.
He's a newbie, but still not going to be the newbiest. There's Venezuela, Prince John James, Prince Tyson II, Valencia, Prince Adonis Amasia, and Athena. They're the name. He's not going to be called, this one's not going to be called Keith or something, is it? It really is. It's
imagine
really not.
Throw a complete spanner in the works.
There seems
His
to be
name's
some,
Dan.
There needs to be some. There's a few places in there, isn't there? Valencia, Venezuela.
So what I'm thinking, about Lanzarote?
Falaraki. Look at little Falaraki. Isn't he gorgeous?
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Okay, if you really want to go super bougie, and you are quite bougie, Chelsea.
Thank you.
You admit it yourself and you love it.
I love it.
Then you can't go bougier on Deliveroo than an item that's been added recently. It is Beluga Royale Caviar.
Caviar, darling.
You can order it. Have you ever had it?
No, it's the fish eggs, isn't it? It normally comes in like a little pot.
Exactly. Oh. Now, you can get a little pot, most expensive thing on Deliveroo, from Le Deli Robochon. Oh. And it's £195 for a tin that's 30 grams. So that's about a bag of crisps weight.
I'm more interested in the little crackers with the spread that comes with it.
No. Well, it doesn't say anything about the crackers. Then maybe they're extra. But if you want to get a big pot, maybe you and your mates fancy, you know, 250 grams, that will cost you £1,625.
Behave yourself.
Yeah.
For some salty fish eggs.
From salty fish eggs. I've never had it. I've never been intrigued enough. I've certainly never had the money.
I think it looks like hammer beads to me.
Hammer beads?
Which I used to play with as a kid, and you used to put them on a stencil and then your mum would iron it. You'd make a pattern and you'd put it on the wall. And I think, I look at that and I'm like, that should be for ironing, not to nibble on.
Give it a go. What's interesting is it's £1,625 for that big pot.
Yeah.
But still, on top of that, you've got the £2.49 service fee and the 50p delivery charge.
Stop it.
Yeah, so I like the fact that someone pays £1,625 and then goes, 50p extra delivery, I'll forget it. Get it.
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
It was a big weekend for Chelsea, as we talked about last week. It'd be a shame to not follow up the story, really. Last week we were asking for your stories of meeting the in-laws for the first time, because that's what Chelsea did.
Yeah, and I impressed. I turned up with flowers and
and
a bottle of wine.
You cannot yourself use the first two words of your describing of what went on as I impressed. Get a load of yourself.
Look, I was described as a delight. I have been a...
Who by?
The mum.
Oh, the mum.
The mama.
Does she have a name?
Yes, her name is actually the same as my mum's name. She's called Helen. So that's easy to remember.
That bodes well, okay,
and
all the Helens.
The Papa Bear is called Graham.
Please don't call him Papa Bear. You didn't call him Papa Bear, did you?
No, I didn't. I called him, I just called him Graham. I was going to try and think of something creative then.
What did I call Graham again? Oh, yeah, Graham.
Graham was a legend.
Yeah.
And it was a positive from the outset. There was a dog on the train on the way in.
Right.
And we bought a coffee and we got given a free Twix.
Right. Okay. What, with the in-laws?
No, this was before we met
them. Well, listen, can we skip to the in-laws bit rather than your delightful train journey? No one cares about that.
Well, the highlight of the weekend didn't even involve me. It involved my other half and the shower, because he let me go first, true gentleman, big fluffy towels. I was like, wow, I'm impressed. Well done. You're doing well in life.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, your turn, off you go. He realised he'd given me the last towel and he had to do the naked run with a hand towel in his own house.
Look. This is a respectable breakfast program. These are not the kind of anecdotes I was waiting for. Right, tell us about the dog on the train again.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
On our Monday Moan Today, condiments. Get those stories and anecdotes off your chest.
Morning to Debbie in Rochester, who said she was on holiday with her hubby and he took a big spoonful of what he thought was guacamole. Delicious. Mm. You should have seen his face when he dipped some bread in the filling and realised it was actually wasabi. I nearly died from laughing. That is so spicy. Even a tiny little bit on the end of your tongue.
And he's had a guacamole-sized dip of it.
Which is like a good fistful.
You would. I would never. I don't use them. Fist to grab at the guac.
No, but that size of guacamole, you need a good amount. Moving on.
That's a lot. You love your guac. Claire in Queenborough. Husband opened a bottle of HP sauce whilst we were staying in a Haven caravan. Important that it's Haven, obviously.
Always.
Like the extra detail there. He shook and the lid shot off and the sauce went everywhere. Over his new holiday clothes, over the caravan radiator. Again, great detail. The place just smelled like vinegar for the rest of our holiday. All I could do was laugh. Worst thing was, he kept shaking the bottle despite seeing what was happening. He was in like auto-shaking mode.
You can't stop.
It's going, I can't stop
it.
I'm
starting.
It's everywhere. Stop shaking it, you idiot, will you? Yeah, I can't stop.
It's on the lampshade, the dog.
Brilliant work.
And shout out to Karen in Gillingham, who said, many years ago, we used to go to an old supermarket in Canterbury and we'd always get breakfast in their cafe. Her brother, who was probably only two or three at the time, was trying to open a ketchup sachet. You know, those little sachets that you get sometimes in the shop. Giving up with his teeth, because you can never open it with your teeth, he decided to squeeze it instead. All of a sudden they hear, it's gone, he said, only to see a perfect streak of red sauce right through a sister's hair.
Whoa!
It's got good aim.
Fashion was created that day. Everyone in Canterbury was wearing the red slash through their hair for months after that.
My lovely Mama Little never lets me get away with anything, and she just texts me to remind me of a vinegar situation, is going to be my Monday moan. So I went on a date a while ago, and they didn't have bottles of vinegar where we went out for dinner. It was like the sachets. And
he was treating you on that day, wasn't he?
He went all out. And the thing is, once you've... Look, that's not the point.
You're supposed to be bougie. You've really let the side down
the
here.
Well, the date didn't last
the
very long,
vinegar
did it?
Vinegar is in sachets. Oh, no.
Well, maybe this was his karma. Yeah. And I'd already touched a greasy chip at this point, and you know you're not going to be able to rip open that sachet.
No.
As soon as you've touched a chip, it's game over.
This is why you must control yourself. It's karma, baby. It's karma.
They're just looking at me. But anyway, so I went for the teeth tear, thinking, yeah, I got this. Tear the corner off. No, I tore it off so violently I ended up swallowing the whole sachet of vinegar, squirted it all into my mouth, and then choked and spat it all out at said date sat opposite me.
Oh, wow.
So needless to say, that didn't work.
Yeah. KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
With Gary and Chelsea.
Whale poop. This is great. I love nature stuff. Don't you love nature stuff? I haven't seen this one on Attenborough yet. Scientists have seen a thing they've not ever seen before. So sperm whales, big old whales.
They're the big ones.
They are big. Not as big as your blue whale, still a sizable beast.
But they're still up there.
Bigger than killer whales, certainly. But killer whales, obviously.
They're the scary ones.
They are the scary ones. And they can attack sperm whales, even though they're much bigger. But they have, for the first time ever, seen sperm whales using poop as a defence. So they form a circle, tails out, which they call a rosette.
Love it.
And then they all poop and flap their tails. And of course, the killer whales don't want to. First of all, it's like
a
smoke screen.
They don't want to be part of that.
It's like a smoke screen. And they're just like, oh, we'll leave it, shall we? Shall we leave it? Which it would put you off. If that's your tea in there, you know, if that's your fish and chips without the chips, and you're going.
You're getting poop involved.
Yeah, I'm not going to leave
it. How are they synchronising their poop?
Well, this is a good question that science is still yet to discover. But in the olden days, of course, I've seen it on Horrible Histories. You know, people used to poop together. You'd all sit in one thing, all chatting away.
And just poop together.
Yeah, I mean, on a toilet. You know, not just there in Nando's.
Gary and Chelsea. KM FM Breakfast Buffet.
One of the sporting sensations of the moment is Man City footballer Erling Haaland. Do you know Erling Haaland?
I'm afraid I don't.
Okay, you would recognise him from a lot of back page newspaper stories and front page sometimes as well. He is very big guy, 6'4".
Wow.
He has beautiful long blonde hair, which he wears in a ponytail. He's Norwegian. And he's smashing it at the moment. Like 29 goals this season. He's on fire.
So I bet he looks like a god, doesn't he?
He does look a bit like a god, actually. And because he's a big guy, he eats like a god as well. And this is where I think you and he may not get on.
Oh, no.
You know already, don't you?
He likes Yorkshire puddings.
He loves a Yorkshire pudding!
No!
Yeah, he's his pal Sander Berge, who's also Norwegian. They meet up at the weekends. On a Sunday, they meet up, they have a Sunday roast, and he smashes through the Sunday roast. Of course he does, including Yorkshire puds. He loves a Yorkshire pud.
That's awful.
What do you mean that's awful?
He literally went from God status to dustbin.
You're the only one who doesn't like Yorkshire puds.
They're awful. They're soggy.
They're not.
And they're flavourless.
You're having them wrong.
You may as well just eat a duvet. That is the same thing. Which, you know, I have spilt gravy on my duvet before.
Yes.
And I did lick it off.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet with Gary and Chelsea.
So there's a clip that's resurfaced from J-Lo filming from 6 years ago. For some reason it's resurfaced and everyone's having a take on it. I don't know whether you've seen it. But she's filming New York City. She's about to film a scene. She's obviously walking down the street and it's quite a gritty scene. It looks like they're all very serious.
Yeah.
But she's obviously, in between takes, she's put some gum in her mouth and she's like chewing. And then she realises she's got to get rid of the gum.
Yeah.
An assistant runs over, cups their hands. In goes J-Lo's gum. Assistant runs off out of shot. Scene continues.
No.
And people are like, oh, that's disgusting. I actually don't, I'm not that bothered about it. I've got
you
to be honest.
You wouldn't mind if J-Lo spat in your hands?
No. If that's your job, it's not the worst thing that could happen, is it? If that's your, if you're like, you get a credit in the movie, assistant to Miss Lopez.
Yeah.
If you've got to catch her gum every now and again, maybe it was a really nice, maybe she'd only put it, just put her gum in.
Yeah.
It just had lots of mintiness in it.
Yeah.
And J-Lo's gone, no, I don't want to spit it on the bin. I'm not going to spit it on the sidewalk.
Sidewalk? It'd be a waste.
So I'll have it back in a minute. Just hang on to it, you know, Jackie. Hang on to it a minute. I'll have it back off you in a minute. Plenty
of chewing
still in that.
Showing a great level of trust because
exactly.
She's trusting her assistant's got clean hands.
Right. Good for the planet as well. It's not wasteful.
That's true.
I think, I don't know whether it's all that bad. I mean, you've worked, right, in showbiz, filming stuff. How do you feel? I mean, have you ever had gum that you needed to dispense of mid-shot?
Yeah, but you just do that thing where you tuck it under your gums or like on the roof of your mouth and carry on.
Okay, right. Okay,
that's a little trick.
That's a good little trick. J-Lo, take note.
Yeah, J-Lo, do the little squish trick.
And what about if someone was paying you to cup?
No way.
Cup and cup. You wouldn't do it?
I am not cupping nobody's spit.
You are too classy by half. The other thing as well is I'll be straight on eBay. I'll take a picture
you know
of
what?
It happening.
That's
straight
where
on
I thought
eBay.
You were going.
That's where I would be going. You spit on me, I'm going to make money out of it.
The best bits of Gary and Chelsea.
This is KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
It's just a picture I saw on Tinternet. Maybe you've seen it yourself, maybe not. But I just thought, I love that. That is brilliant. So it's a picture of a peacock.
Yeah.
And it just said, disco chicken. And I thought, yeah! A peacock is a disco chicken. It's another.
It really is.
And what with us playing Say It and stuff, where we tried various ways to describe things, I just thought, what a great alternative name for a peacock, a disco chicken.
Oh, I love that so much. That is so, so fitting.
So I'm just thinking, other names you have for stuff.
Yeah.
Other names, alternate names. Maybe the kids gave it a name and it's just stuck. Whatever it might be. Disco chicken, peacock. Brilliant. What have you got? I know you got something.
Shout out to Lou in Ashford. She said macaroons should be dessert burgers.
Oh, yeah! Yeah, because they have a top and a bottom and a little middle bit.
I like dessert burgers.
Okay, or well, how about beef macaroons? Start selling them.
No,
at the Golden Arches. Beef macaroon, please. Like that.
Amy in Chatham said a plastic wallet is a slippery fish.
I don't really get that one.
I don't, but they are slippy, aren't they? And they do like flap all over the place. I don't know where the fish came from, but I like it. Tina in Gillingham, a spirit level would be a paranormal balance.
Oh, that's just being too clever. That's just too big. Emma's in Elsham has got their own word for the microwave oven.
A pop-de-ping. Have you never heard it called?
Do you do it with the sound, or is that how you do it? Very flat like that, pop-de-ping.
Always. Pop-de-ping, yeah, always with the sound effects.
That is brilliant. So go on, put it into context for us. Let's just hear, this will be a snapshot of your kitchen.
can you just put your dinner in the pop-de-ping?
All the best bits in one place. This is Gary and Chelsea's Breakfast Buffet.
KMFM.
And I had a busy weekend because I visited my boyfriend's childhood home for the first time and met the rents. And
okay, yeah. I was going to say, the parents still live there. It wasn't like a tour.
They still live there, no.
It hasn't got like a blue plaque.
It wasn't a museum.
No, okay. Imagine.
Yep. Although, one of the things I was most excited about was seeing his bedroom because he's had it, right, not Chels. For that reason. It's because it's his childhood home. You know there's going to be gems in there. Like from when he's a kid,
in there?
Like all of the embarrassing stuff.
Oh, gems, right.
Gems.
Right.
From when you were a kid, all of the embarrassing stuff you were into. It's like he went through a diggers phase. So there was quite a few diggers around. Which is quite adorable.
Like JCB things?
Yeah, like JCBs.
Well, he's not a real one in his room.
No, it's not a real digger. It's not
like
that big.
Toy diggers.
And
that.
Then
that's cute.
The room was all red, including the curtains, which meant the whole room looked like one of those forensics. Do you know when they put the...
All right.
You know when they put the photos in to develop and they hang it up?
Yeah.
It's because he supports Nottingham Forest, so it's a football thing.
Not because he's a fan of 50 Shades of Grey.
No.
Okay, that's good.
Behave yourself.
I'm just saying...
Keep your mind away from the filth.
I am! You're the one telling the story.
But the funny thing is, the diggers and the red room wasn't even the weirdest thing about the room.
Okay, well, this is going to be... my fingers hovering over Anne-Marie and Shania Twain.
He had two mattresses. The mattresses was as high as my armpit. It was like Princess and the Pea.
Oh, on top of each other, not side by side.
No, on top of each other, stacked.
And what was his use? What was the idea of that?
Well, one was from when he used to live like in uni, and then he was like, "Well, I didn't want to throw it away because I bought a new one, so I just bought it back and plonked it on top of this one."
I'm not buying that story. Not with those red walls.
Gary and Chelsea, KMFM's Breakfast Buffet.
Thanks for listening to the KMFM Breakfast Buffet podcast.
See more on Insta, Facebook, Twitter and TikTok at KMFM Official.
Listen weekdays 6 till 10 on the radio, app and smart speaker. Say, play KMFM.
Hit the follow button to get the latest episodes when they drop.
And find more podcasts at im-listening.co.uk.